It's time for WGRR's Ask the Builder with Tim Carter. Tim is here to answer your home improvement questions at 513-749-1035. Now, here's Tim.
Good morning. Welcome to the Ask the Builder show here on WGRR, and we broadcast from Hamilton and Cincinnati. It's wonderful to be here this morning. If you haven't stuck your head out the door, it's not much different than it was yesterday, and even a little bit the day before. We're going to have some rain. And remember, I predicted this would happen. I told you, all of you procrastinators who said, you know what, there'll still be good weather for the weekend when I'm off work to do things outside. Nope, not today. So this is exactly why you need to get things done, you know, earlier in the summer, midsummer, so that you don't have to be fretting about the weather. And we will have a couple of good days left. There's no doubt about it. We'll still have some Indian summer, but it's not going to happen today. If you want to get a hold of me, it is so easy to do, 749-1035, 749-1035. Give me a call. We will talk about all of the problems around your home. And Brad's going to answer the phone. And, of course, Ryan's here today. And he just pushes the buttons here. He doesn't care what I talk about, you know, even if I talk about silly things. So we're going to have some fun for the next hour. And, of course, Ryan's in a great mood. The Bengals, 5-1. What can you say about that? I mean, that just rules. So he's stoked about going to the game tomorrow. And it'll be a nice one tomorrow down at the stadium, Pittsburgh versus Cincinnati. Somebody had the audacity here to make a prediction about the game. Somebody with some bad juju over here. I don't know who wrote that. They've got a score here, a prediction. Pittsburgh 34, Cincinnati 24. I don't know who wrote that, but we're going to get a voodoo hex on those people. So if there's any voodoo princesses here in Cincinnati, I'd like you to call in right now. We'll do a hex over the air to whoever wrote that here in our studio on this one of those dry erase boards. I hope it was not Janine. I mean, it definitely looks like a it's kind of weird. It looks like a man's handwriting up there, but it's a woman's, you know, script right there. It's weird. I don't know. So I don't know who did it. By gosh, we're going to get to the bottom of it. A couple of things I want to share with you. SM, I don't know who that is. Steve Mann, what's up with that? Let's call him up and wake him up. Our program director, that guy's going to be in big trouble. Here's what I want to share with you. A couple of interesting things. I have a thing at my website. I don't really try to publicize it that much, but I do consulting during the week. In other words, if you need to call me and talk to me during the week, you can. There's a fee attached with it, and I even do consulting for an entire day. But I had this woman in, I think it was Texas, hire me for one of my 15-minute consults, and I finally got to talk to her yesterday. And she's having this enormous home built, and she was walking through the house as they were starting to hang the drywall. And she became very concerned because she just didn't think it looked right. So she wanted to get my opinion of it. So she tried to describe to me on the phone what was going on, and she wasn't doing that good of a job. I think she was a little nervous about talking to me. But anyway, so I just stopped her. I said, listen, I said, Christine, do you have the ability to take some quick photos, and can you send them to me? And to make a long story short, she did. And the drywall work that was being done, and I'm talking about just the hanging of it, not the finishing, it was some of the worst I've ever seen. I don't know who was doing it, and to make a long story short, if she wouldn't have caught this, she'd have some problems down the road where you would really start to see some cracking and where the ceilings would droop because they just weren't putting the fasteners in the right place. They weren't putting enough of them, and some of the ones that they put in were ineffective because they were too close to an edge, or they had driven the screw too deeply. So what I did, and here's the bottom line, is I had told her to, number one, go in and document the whole thing, take as many photos as possible. And number two, there's a really great book out there. I happen to have a copy of it. It's called the Gypsum Construction Handbook. And it is basically the Bible of how to do plaster. I don't want to say stucco, but just consider any type of rough interior finish. But drywall hanging, drywall finishing, every single specification of how it's exactly supposed to be done. And it's not an expensive book. I mean, you can buy these things off my website or at Amazon. So I told her to get that book, and that book, take it to the contractor and say, look, you know, this is not being done right. So some of that drywall is going to have to come down. But the moral of the story is you should really take the time to go and investigate your home if it's being built, and you just kind of think, well, everything's going to be fine. That's not necessarily true. And if something comes out, if something looks wrong, you know, your brain, your gut feeling, it's telling you to investigate a little further. Go onto the web, call the show here, whatever it takes. But don't let those things go by. And I'll tell you right now, in this age of digital photography, if you don't own a digital camera, and it doesn't have to be a super expensive one, but you can get some very nice cameras that take incredible photos for $200 or less. You should be literally taking thousands of photos, because you get to take them basically for free. You know, you just store the photos on a CD-ROM or on your hard drive, and these photos could be invaluable down the road. So I don't care if it's a room addition, I don't care what's going on, take plenty of photos. You'll never regret it. I can tell you that right now.